From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The conflict over Iraq reached a turning point today, from diplomatic talks to impending war. The United States and its allies dropped efforts to secure the Security Council votes necessary to authorize force in Iraq. France, backed by Russia and China, had threatened to veto a new resolution. France held to that position to the bitter end.
All eyes are now on Washington, where tonight President Bush is expected to tell the nation he's giving Saddam Hussein an ultimatum: give up power and leave the country or go to war.
Iraq has already dismissed the idea of exile for Saddam, and the U.S. and Britain say they are prepared to invade Iraq without U.N. clearance. So far, about 250,000 British and American troops have gathered in the Gulf region.
Here in the U.S., a survey by the National League of Cities says three-quarters of all city governments have lost police, fire, and other personnel to deployment of National Guard and Reserve units. The impact is greatest on smaller cities and towns, where the emotional effects of deployment can also be disproportionate. NPR's Howard Berkus visited one rural town in Utah and found pride, fear, and skepticism as its National Guard unit deploys.
The busiest place in Beaver, Utah lately is the red brick National Guard Armory on Main Street. Soldiers in camouflage fatigues crowd around maps in a map and compass class, while others outside load gear into olive green trucks. This is the logistical battery of the 222nd Field Artillery Battalion. This hometown National Guard unit has a century and a half of history and about 70 local members out of a town of 2,500. It's a combat unit, so it's men only, and it leaves tomorrow for what could be deployment to the Middle East. We've been asked to use only first names for soldiers and their families, so we'll call the unit's commander, Lieutenant David, who points to posters and signs lining the walls.
The big sign says, "We love you, thank you, God bless you, you'll be in our hearts." It really lets us know that they do care. At least here locally, we know that they care for us and they'll be with us.
Almost everybody in Beaver counts the National Guard soldiers as family, friends, or acquaintances. One out of every four children at the only elementary school is directly related to a unit member. A third of the sheriff's department, along with dairy farmers, creamery workers, business people, ranchers, corrections officers, and teachers, leave with the unit tomorrow.
I think we make the best of it, of a bad situation, but it's not going to come without a price.
Beaver Mayor Wade Bradshaw owns an auto parts store on Main Street. He says the town's economy, dependent chiefly on alfalfa and cows, is already hit hard by drought and low prices for cattle.
It's almost as though we're getting kicked as we were down. Many of them taking a big cut in pay. Some organizations attempting to alleviate financial needs, and where work is going to be a real burden, the community's going to have to pitch in and either help in the harvest or take care of the equipment to make sure it's running properly. And then if there's tears of sorrow or loneliness, there'll be others that'll pitch in to try to help alleviate that.
Two of the soldiers are newlyweds. 20 have pregnant wives, including the grandson of Beaver's Aunt Bee, who's seen three generations go off to war.
I just feel like it really is quite a jolt to families, and it's hard to see them have to go.
Do you expect there'll be a lot of fear about what's happening to these men?
Yes, I think that's one of the big, a very big factor in it. You never know whether you're going to see them again or not. There's a lot of fear to it.
There's also pride. The last call-up was during the Korean War. Every soldier returned home alive, with a presidential citation for bravery.
You know, you do have a lot of history and legacy to live up to. We want to be remembered as being the best that was over there.
Brandon is a National Guard mechanic, making sure the battalion's howitzers fire properly. He's also a teacher, high school football coach, and father.
It's hard to leave your family and your kids and your wife. On the other hand, that's what you kind of knew was always a possibility when you signed up. And you just look at it as an opportunity and a chance to, you know, do your part. That's what you've been trained for the whole time you've been in. So it's kind of exciting in that sense.
It's devastating for one of the unit's most senior soldiers because he'll miss the deployment. A bad knee will keep Les home after close to 30 years at Beaver's National Guard Armory.
It's a very traumatic time for me after many years of training and being with the people that are going, it's very hard, very emotional for me not to be able to go at the time that they need you the worst. It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard.
Les is one of the unit's managers, and he says its small-town roots make it more likely Beaver's soldiers will come home okay.
That person next to you, it could be a cousin of yours, it could be your neighbor, it could be one of your best friends, and you know that to survive, that man next to you has got to put his life on the line for you just like you would for him, and it's very easy to do because it is your next-door neighbor or your closest friend that we're in there together.
Les will probably join the morning gatherings at the post office where the entire town gets its mail and where there's a tradition of sharing news from soldiers. Despite the unflinching support for those soldiers, there are questions about the administration's case for war.
We support our country. We support the war on terrorism. But I think we question the need and really whether this is necessary.
Chad Johnson owns Sam's Furniture Store on Main Street. He's a veteran of Vietnam and commands Beaver's American Legion post.
The people are supporting the troops while also questioning the validity of whether we really have to have those troops in the Mideast. It's going to be awfully difficult for that parent or that wife to see their son or their husband leave when they're not thoroughly convinced that this is a necessity.
Johnson adds that the town unequivocally supports the loyalty and commitment of its soldiers. One measure of that support is found at the elementary school auditorium. This is a rehearsal of patriotic songs sung last week at a town celebration of its soldiers.
God bless America.
Tomorrow morning, a procession of fire engines, police cars, and throngs of people will escort the soldiers up Main Street. Beaver, Utah isn't alone, of course. Small towns across the country have homegrown guard and reserve units. One suffered the single biggest sacrifice of the last war with Iraq, 40 wounded and 13 dead. Howard Burke is NPR News.